Have you guys been making better choices?
Yeah.
How, have you been doing that one thing you talked about?
Yeah.
That one thing you've been doing it?
Yeah.
How many, like, I forgot that one thing the moment I left church? Okay, God bless you for being honest. I keep reminding you. All right, let's go into the verses here. The Bible says this has been our key verse as we've been talking about health. It's 3 John 2. God says that, hey, I want you to be in health in your body, even as you're strong in your spirit. God says, I want you to get strong in the spirit, but I want your body healthy, because there's nothing as sad as a spiritually strong person, but in an incapable body. So we got to make sure that our bodies can be able to carry out that which God has put in our, inside of our lives. So it's God's will that I'm healthy. God's will is that I take care of this body. It is the will of God. We talked about this last Sunday that Jesus came to heal, but more importantly, God doesn't just want to heal us. He wants us to be healthy. And it's a lot of that is our responsibility to be healthy. And today I want to talk from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22 to 24. Here is what the Bible says. It says to put off your old self, okay, which belongs to your former manner of life. And that old self is corrupt through deceitful desires. Deceitful desires. And then verse 23 says, and to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Okay? And then verse 24 says, and then put on what? Come on. And put on what? The new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Now, I want you to notice that in those two verses, there are two things God is telling you to do. He's saying, there is an old self, right? Old self. And there is a what? A new self. But between the two, as you have seen in these verses, the first verse says, put off your old self. Put off your old self. Now, that old self is talking about is not your spirit. Okay? Because if any man is in Christ, what? He becomes a new creation. The old is past, everything becomes new. Now, according to your spirit, there's nothing you have to do. You get saved, God puts you in your spirit, you're taken care of. But he says, put off your old self. Now, this is not God doing it. This is me doing it. He's not saying God will put off the old self. He says you put off the old self. Oh, so whose responsibility is it to put off the old self? It cannot. So he's not talking about your spirit. He's talking about your soul. This old self is your soul, which would be why? Your mindset. Okay? Your mindset that leads and develops your emotions, right? That determines your choices. Okay? So God says, this old self, it's not my responsibility to take off. God says, my responsibility is to give you a new spirit, but it's your responsibility to put off. So, do I need what? So, I don't know if you see what this is. God says, I want you. I mean, he's not suggesting.
That's right.
He's not recommending.
No.
He's actually instructing.
Yes.
He says, John, put off your old self. John, put off your old mindset. That brought your emotions. And John, put off your old self that is based on your sinful, deceitful, corrupt desires. Now, I need you to listen, friends. Put off your old self. So that is my responsibility, not God's responsibility. Are we tracking?
Yeah.
So, in order for me to move from my old self to verse 24 that talks about the new self. In between those is that word, renew the spirit of your mind. In other words, to get from here to here, he says the spirit of your mind. I cannot get from here to from the old self to the new self unless the spirit of my mind. That's why he put that verse between the two. He put that verse between the old self and the new self. Because it takes you and I to renew the spirit of our mind to get to that place. Unless I'm able to renew the spirit of my mind, which is my mindset, I cannot have new self. Now, I can be saved, but I can still have the old self inside of me. In other words, I can be a new spirit, but with an old mindset. I can be a new spirit with the old soul. But what's better is being a new spirit with a new soul.
Amen.
Are you tracking with me? Yeah. So what is the spirit of your mind? That's why, because if God says, in order for me to be from the new, from the old to the new, I need to change the spirit of my mind. So what is the spirit of my mind? Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
Now, today, the spirit of your mind is what psychologists call your subconscious. Spirit. All right, drain that hand already. Okay, the spirit of your mind. I'm going to use abbreviations, guys, because some things I may not even know how to just spell them, but I'll just write them. So, psychologists call that your subconscious mind. Now, if you think about your subconscious mind as, let me draw this vessel. Connect that. Okay, imagine that as a vessel, right? Take this to be your, if there's a subconscious mind, there's a conscious mind, and you guys can see? And then there's a subconscious mind. Now, it's also believed that what you and I do, all our choices, everything we make, 95% of every choice and decision you make comes from your subconscious mind. And 5% of everything you do comes from your conscious mind. This is what God says, renew the spirit of your mind. Because every decision you make comes out of the subconscious mind. What makes up your subconscious mind? It's the memories you have gathered over time as you've been growing up. It's the stuff you've been exposed to as you have been growing up. It's the experiences of your life. All these things over time that create a subconscious mind, which is also your mindset. Does that make sense? Now, from this mindset, you make choices in your life. Those choices lead you to where you are, because you cannot be new unless this changes, because you are more the product of your subconscious mind than your conscious mind. Your conscious mind is things that you do with your conscious involved at that point. For instance, if I told you to come here and draw Tom's face, you're going to use your conscious mind. But if I told you jump on that bike and ride, you're going to use your subconscious mind. So your subconscious mind is what you do automatically on autopilot every day, the decision you make. Here is what happens. We might know some things in our subconscious mind and know other things in our conscious mind. If what I know in my conscious mind doesn't match what my subconscious mind is, that's where the tension is. That's where the conflict is. Have you heard people say, I know one thing, but I do different thing?
Yeah.
Have you also thought of the fact that, you know, I know that soda is not good for me, but I'm actually drinking it? Because you know what's happening? When you're drinking your soda, you're not using your conscious mind, you're using your subconscious mind. When you eat at that restaurant and you're ordering onion rings and fried chicken for Derek, and everything, at that point, you know what's happening? Even though you know, you may know how that food is not good. You may know it. But your subconscious mind knows something different. But because 95% of your choices are based out of your subconscious, you're going to make that choice. That's why so many times we get this conflict inside of us. Like, I can talk about this, like I can talk about this right now, but if my subconscious mind is not renewed, like he says in the Bible, I can walk out here and go eat the most unhealthy food. Because if my conscious mind doesn't match my subconscious mind, I make choices based on my subconscious mind. Since 95% of what I do is out of my subconscious mind, then that means I need to change my subconscious mind in order to have a real change in my life. Because it's one thing to know this and do differently. You see, you can, it's even in the Bible, you can know a lot of scriptures and find yourself not doing the scriptures. Because the scriptures have not come into your subconscious mind. They're in your conscious mind. Have you had people say, all he's got is head knowledge?
Yeah.
Why? Because that knowledge hasn't become reality in the subconscious. So it's not what you know here that changes you. It's what you have here that changes you.
Yeah.
So that's why God says, put off the old self. Again, because it's your responsibility. In order to put off the old self, he says, renew the spirit of your mind. Now, if I renew the spirit of my mind, then I'm able to put on the new self. When it comes to health, that's the thing we have to talk about. I want to get healthier. And I feel, well, I've been hearing about health every year. At our church, we talk about health. Every single year, we talk about health. But I still eat like I still eat the same crap every year. Why? Because even though we talk about it, we need to help you, and you need to help yourself take what you hear and get it into your subconscious mind. So when you live here, you don't have to go through McDonald's, because you can watch, hey, you remember how many times you watched a video of French fries, McDonald's, how many ingredients it has and all that? You remember that?
Yeah.
Do you remember going back and eating them again? Why? Because yes, you had a conscious mind, but it never got in your subconscious mind. And when you ate fries, you didn't eat them with your conscious mind, you ate them with your subconscious mind. Now, I want you to watch this video.
Our brain requires a great deal of energy to operate, particularly when we have to concentrate and think about something. Problem solving or making a decision not only uses more brain energy, it also can be a slow process. So our brain seeks to conserve energy by developing efficient ways of operating. One way it does this is through conscious and subconscious processing. Our brain seeks to automate much of what we do to save us time and brain energy. These are our brain's subconscious processes. They take care of our basic life function, our fight or flight response, and our learned behaviors and habits. We don't really think about these things. They just happen on autopilot, or it becomes second nature. In fact, up to 95% of all our behaviors and reactions happen at the subconscious level. Our subconscious is also involved in the recording and storing of our experiences and knowledge, forming our memories. These are stored in our brain like photos and a picture album, which we can refer back to later. The way we think and feel about these experiences forms a frame around the photo. This is how we give people, objects, or events meaning. Over time, this is how our attitudes develop. For the most part, our subconscious processes help us navigate the world efficiently. Yet sometimes we might develop unhelpful habits or attitudes that prevent us from achieving our goals. This is where more conscious thinking can benefit us, Our conscious processing involves our higher thinking capacity, where we can be more mindful and considered in what we think, feel, and do. We can use conscious thinking to reprogram our subconscious and change our thoughts, attitudes, and habits. While thinking consciously takes more energy, it is how we take greater control of our brain and achieve our goals.
Awesome. All right, so how do we renew the spirit of our mind? How do we change that? Because we always have this conflict. We always have this conflict inside of us. Now, you know, going back to our drawing, beautiful mind, right? Your subconscious mind and your conscious mind. In other words, I want to break a habit in my life that is unhealthy. Maybe I want to break the habit of sugar. I want to break the habit of smoking. I want to break the habit of drinking. I want to break the habit. You see, whatever's in here. Now, whatever habits that you have in your life that you're not proud of, it's not because you're a bad person. It's because of what you got exposed to. Because if I got exposed to what you got exposed to, I'd struggle the same way you did. We're all a product of what we got exposed to, experiences, the things we had. We didn't all come up in perfect environments, so there are things we're victims of. But if I want to change, nothing gets here unless it goes through your conscious mind. Your conscious mind is like the gate to your subconscious. And once it is in your subconscious, it makes its way back out into your life to determine 95% of the choices in your life. So now, how do I change that? If you think about your subconscious mind as a garden, let's say your conscious mind is a garden. That's a garden right there, right? And think about your conscious mind as, okay, that's a man. Think about your conscious mind as a gardener or a farmer. Your conscious mind is a gardener. He goes around dropping seeds into the garden, which is your subconscious mind. And whatever is planted in the garden is going to grow.
Yeah.
And so your conscious mind is planting seeds. So if I want to change, that means to renew the spirit of my mind, I need now to get hold of new seeds. New seeds, so that I can start planting new seeds into my subconscious mind. I start planting. You see, over time, every time we're talking to people, we are collecting seeds. Every time you hang out with people, you're collecting seeds. Anytime you're watching TV, you're collecting seeds. Anytime you're watching media, we collect seeds in so many ways. When you come to church, you are collecting seeds. Now, many of us just become weekend warriors because the only godly seed we get is on Sunday. Weekend warriors, then Monday comes around, we begin planting other seeds, because some of you, the last time you had a message was last Sunday. The last time you had anything of God inside of you was last Sunday, because your week goes by and you have no access to God's word. Not that you don't have access, but you don't reach out for God's word. You don't read the Bible. You don't listen to any message. You don't pray. You go dry all week long until you come back on Sunday. So now all week long, you are planting seeds. Then you wonder that, why is my life the same? Because it's not that you were a problem. The problem is you don't have enough seeds that are godly to come back forth to determine your choices during the week. So you cannot afford to just be a weekend warrior. Amen. Jesus is not a weekend gig. Amen. Jesus is 7 days, 365 days a year. He's everyday thing. So we go after him. But anyway, I just want to throw that in. It wasn't part of the message, but I thought I'd throw that in. But you like that? Okay, good. So now I need to plant new seeds. And now this planting, I have to be intentional. So when it comes to health, I need to plant new seeds of health into my life so that I can be able to make those hard choices easily. So that I can easily say no to sugar, say no to alcohol, say no to crappy food, say no to french fries. I gotta be able to say, because I need to change my subconscious mind, my mindset, my default, how I choose. This is how God really instructed us, because God knew this would be a problem. And you know what he said? This is what God said in Joshua 1:8. Look at that. He said, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall what? Meditate on it day and night." Why? Because God was saying, hey, if you want, then you got to get this book, this word. Let it not depart from your mouth. He didn't mean that go talk it to people. He meant you go and speak it to yourself. Because we all have self-talks. You know, every time you have self-talks, some of you are talking to yourselves right now. Some of you might be talking about, when is John getting done? What am I having for lunch? You're talking to yourself right now. So we have self-talks. So he's saying, when you talk to yourself on my word. Day and night. When you wake up, talk to yourself concerning my word. Why? Because the more you talk to yourself, you are planting God's seed. You're planting the seed in your subconscious. Now, if you do that long enough, look what he says is going to happen. So that you may be careful to do. In other words, whatever you do is what you chose to do.
Yes.
Right? So in other words, so you may be able to make choices. You see, make choices according to what you spoke to yourself based on what I say. For then you make what? Your way prosperous and have good success.
Yeah.
In other words, you won't have this disconnect in what you know and what you do.
Yeah.
Success is when I'm able to do what I know to do.
Yes.
And not have a struggle in doing it. Mm-hmm. So it says you'll have success. But the success comes from me taking what he said and meditating on it. And do it. The word meditate there was actually the same word used when a cow chews cud. The cow goes sit down, gets all that grass back up, and chews and extracts all the nutrition out of it, and it brings to give it life. God says, if you want to have success, take what you know in your conscious mind, plant it in your subconscious over and over again, then your choices, what you do, is going to be out of there. Because what you and I do, friends, is all out of our subconscious mind. Look what it said also. You see, sometimes people we hang out with are planting seeds in our lives. People we have, our co-workers, our friends, our neighbors, people you have dinner with are planting seeds in you. Then he says, blessed is the man who walks not in what? In the counsel of the wicked. Why? Because the seeds of the wicked, are they good or bad?
Bad?
No, stands in the way of sinners. What kind of seeds do we get from sinners?
Bad.
Come on.
Bad.
Right?
Bad.
Then no, sits in the seed of scoffers.
Yeah.
What kind of seeds do you get from scoffers? Bad.
Yeah.
So it says, if you are around that, you're going to collect those kind of seeds. Right? And when you plant them in your subconscious mind, it's going to bring forth bad seeds. Then he says, look what he says. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law, he meditates day and night. In other words, I'm going to be around people that bring the right seed in my life. Right? So if in health, the people you hang out with don't eat healthy, try to hang out with people that eat healthy. If you go to lunch and the people you go with, they're all ordering crappy food, find people that order good food to hang out with. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you go to Sister Shaniqua's house and every time it's crappy food, don't go there. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Listen, you have to make this. God says it is the company you keep, the people you listen to, the people you hang out with. Because it all has an effect on your subconscious mind. Now look, I have more verses. Look at the word he says. The entrance of your word. This whole concept is what we're borrowing this truth to apply it into our health. He says the entrance of your word gives light. You know, God is saying the entrance. Now, remember that mind picture I drew? Remember that picture? Oh, my pens are running out. You know, because I'm not shutting them. I'm not closing them. But remember,
I said that everything that gets into your subconscious has to go through your conscious mind. So God says the entrance, they enter. You see that? The entrance, they enter. But not everything. It says when your word enters into my subconscious mind, it brings light. It brings light. So we take the same concept of what God is saying because God knows. You see, God knew this before there was even the term psychologist.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
God knew all this before there was even science to back it up. And God says, if you want to see light, then let this word enter you. Meditate. Think about it. Talk to it. Talk about it. Have people in your life that bring that positive seed into your life. Because sometimes we just trip up because of the people we're hanging out with.
Amen.
You know, so he says, just do that. Now we're taking the same concept and use it for our health. I want to be healthy, so I need to get the right seed inside of me. Look at what Jesus is saying. Isn't this powerful? I just love God's word because it's always cool when scientists come up to back up God's word. But look at that. Jesus says, a good person out of a good treasure. Now, where's the treasure? Your subconscious mind. Make sense? Your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind. It says, brings forth what? Good. The evil person out of the evil treasure brings forth So if I fill my subconscious with health, then out of that I make healthy choices. But if I just know about health here and not in my subconscious, I always make the wrong choice even when I know. Because 95% of your choices come out of your subconscious mindset. Make sense? Now, I want to give you some assignment today. I want you, at your table, expose some of the mindset that don't support your health. You see, we all have some. You see, to one person, a weekend may mean something. And to another person, a weekend may mean something different. To some person, a weekend may mean sleeping. Oh, it's weekend, I'm going to sleep. And then someone else, the weekend means, oh, I'm going to drink. The difference is we all have different subconscious mindset that determine our choices. So what I wanted you to do to take the next moments we have here today is to think about how, you see, when I was working on changing my health, which has been a journey, it was a struggle. And it took me 3-4 years to really, really kind of feel like I nailed it. But it took a while. But what I did, I remember when I knew I had to do something about my health, I knew for sure, I knew that I had to do something. And so I would come back every Sunday afternoon, I would watch PBS. I don't know if you remember PBS. They would always have a healthy show and doctors or something, talk about food. Every Sunday afternoon, I watched it. Guess what I was doing? I was filling my subconscious. I would lay in the couch at home and watch PBS on their health show. I kept feeding myself that. I kept feeding myself that. I began reading a book, What Would Jesus Eat? There's actually a book like that. So I read that book, What Would Jesus Eat? I was doing what? Reprogramming my subconscious mind. I wasn't there, but I knew if I can get it down there, it would change my choices. Okay? And then every time I got back from work, when Dr. Oz was still popular, I watched Dr. Oz. I would be fascinated. He would show, this is a Lang. You look, this Lang has been doing this. This Lang has been doing this. If you've been eating, this is what your liver looks like, and this is what this liver looks like. He'd begin to do all that, and I'd be fascinated. But every afternoon, I was watching that. Why? Because I was getting the seed into my life, right? I honestly was subscribing to health newsletters in my email inbox. I'll get these articles coming to me in my newsletter. I'll read them every day. What was I doing that? I was trying to change my subconscious mind. I was planting the right seed. As I tell you, it was a 3 to 4 year journey. Now, whenever I slipped up and I was going back, it was because I was stopping to feed myself. The moment I wasn't listening to the right stuff, the moment when I wasn't reading the right stuff or watching the right stuff, then I began, my subconscious would sneak back in and I'd eat the stuff I shouldn't eat. But I'm only able to do the right thing because it's effort, guys, to program your subconscious mind and put the right stuff. Now, this truth, guys, applies to every area of your life. But I'm just talking about health today. That if we can do the same thing, we'll find ourselves without struggle making healthier choices because we've allowed our subconscious mind to have new seeds inside there.